Agricultural programming is made possible by Stuart Peterson. For over 20 years, Stuart Peterson has helped farmers manage both marketing opportunities and risks through their analysis, advice, and action. Stuart Peterson's team of experts and strategic consulting approach utilize the latest technology. Stuart Peterson, confidence like never before. More information is available at www.stuart-peterson.com.
It's time for our opening commodity market report. Sitting in for Dave Dickey this morning, Tom Rogers.
Good morning, Dan, and good morning, everybody. Let's take a look at how the opening happened about 20 minutes ago on the Boards of Trade in Kansas City. First of all, the May wheat contract opened up 7¾ cents at 11.70¾. Sort of a mixed opening in the Chicago Board of Trade wheat futures, although right now the market is trending fairly up. The May wheat right now is, on March wheat rather, on the open at 10.92. That was down a penny, but the May wheat opened up 13.5 cents at 11.16. July 10.30 up 11. September 10.41 a bushel up 33 cents, and December wheat opened at 10.46 up 13. Corn opened a bit higher and is trading higher at the moment. There was an earlier call. It was supposed to be opening lower, but did open a bit higher. March opened at 5.56, up a half a penny. May at 5.67, up a half. July, 5.77½, up 1¼ cents. September corn at 5.78 on the open, unchanged. December corn, 5.77½, up a penny and a half. And March of next year's corn, 5.85¾, up 2¼ cents. In the bean pit, a lower opening. March opened at 15.40, down 4½. The May at 15.52, down 7½. July 15.62, down 8. August beans opened at 15.49, up 6 cents. The September contract 14.98, up 3½. November opened down 7½ at 14.40, and January of next year 14.57, up 4. In the products, a lot of movement. The May soybean meal contract opened at 3.80. That's up 3, even. The May at 385.50 on the open, up 2.30, but a big drop on the bean oil contracts. The March nearby contract at 69 even, down 140, and the May on the open 69.45, down 137. Now to the Mercantile Exchange. March feeder cattle opened this morning at 102.20, up 52½ cents, 100 weight. April 105.20, up 25, and May opened at 109.20, up 17½. April opened unchanged in the live cattle pit, 92.65 the opening bid. June live cattle unchanged as well, 94.37½. August opened at 98.20, down 25. October opened unchanged at 103.50. April lean hogs opened at 58.30, down 50. The May at 69 even, down 87½. June lean hogs, 75.65, down 52½. July opened at 78.05, down 80. The March pork bellies opened down 70 on the open at 84.50, and May opened down the $3 limit at 84.67½.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Right now in New York, the April crude oil contract is rather flat at $102.43 a barrel. It's floating on either side of unchanged at the moment. The CRB index is up 188 at 418.62. The U.S. dollar index is at 73.50, down 20. The Dow Industrial Average at the moment on Wall Street is down. It started the morning down. It's now down about 127 points at 12,132. The NASDAQ is down 23 points at 2235, and the S&P down 13.5 at 1318. Gold on the March contract is trading at 983.20 an ounce. That's up 170. And March silver, check that, May silver is at 2053 an ounce, up 35. Taking a look at the current trade on the boards of trade, wheat in Chicago is rather mixed, down 1 on the nearby, but up 17 on the July contract. Corn is also kind of mixed, but a little bit lower. The March down a half a penny, Dease corn up 2, though, and the soybeans are up between 4.5 and 5½ cents. Joining us now to take a look at the markets on this Tuesday, where a lot of people are at our Ag Outlook meeting at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana, just up the road in Newmarket, is John Hester at L&M Commodities. Good morning, John.
Good morning. How are you?
I think you and I are the only two left in the shop today with our meeting today.
Okay.
Well, let's take you're riding a roller coaster today with these prices.
They
expected a lower corn opening, and now it's now they're kind of flat. What's moving? Let's start with corn. What's moving that?
I think we can kind of lump the corn and beans both together this morning. And last night, the market opened higher, went up, and tried to take out yesterday's high. It floundered around there for a while, and then a rumor came out overseas on the Chinese market that the rumor was that China was going to release some veg oil stocks and do what they could to lower the price of veg oil over there, and vegetable oil went from almost limit up to almost limit down in probably 45 minutes in trading last night. And when that happened, it carried over to our overnight market, and corn and beans, you know, went from, beans were up like 20 cents, 25 cents, and they went from up 25 to down 20, 25, and then they settled about 15 lower, and the corn settled about a nickel lower. And then after the market closed this morning, you know, the rumor kind of subsided. China did nothing to release any stocks. And, you know, the flurry kind of settled down. And then this morning they opened 7, 8, 9 lower in the beans, and the funds have came in and thought there was value there and started buying them and didn't let them go any lower.
So maybe a little little buying to think that there's something underpinning the soybean market, huh?
Yes,
even the bean oil contract is it's not as low as it has been.
No, it's down 40, 45 points right now, and in the overnight it was down 160. And you know, the market, I don't know if it was acting toppy or not, but it was tired. I'll use tired for instead of toppy. You know, it'd been up like 6-7 out of the last 8 or 9 days. And, you know, it was time for it to take a little breather and, you know, do a little recovery and a little backfilling. And I think that's what it did, really, worldwide. And in the United States, there's been nothing changed in the last 48 hours why this market, the change from why the market has went from where it was 6 months ago to where it is right now. I mean, you know, everything is still the same. I mean, supply, demand, usage. So, you know, I see no reason. I don't know what's going to cause the market to top. Mm-hmm. I don't think anybody does for sure. But, you know, I think that for simplicity's sake, the train's still roaring down the tracks and it's not ready to stop yet.
Let's take a look at the wheat, where it's pretty solidly higher, although the nearby wheat contract in Chicago is still off a little bit.
I got March wheat up 7 right now.
Okay, I may be reading the wrong one, but wheat generally up. Well, what's moving that today? Exports
up,
again?
I think it's just the wheat has went down, and probably, you know, it's sold off you know, pretty hard in the last few days, and I think they've probably decided there's a little value down here. They're talking in the Southwest, the wheat stands aren't real good. You know, I think there's still nervousness over, you know, the wheat crop. And I'm not sure personally that, you know, this wheat market's ready to break a whole much more. I think it may flounder around in this area and work a little higher.
All right.
But, you know, before the end is in sight on the wheat market.
All right. Well, thanks for your time, John.
Hey, thank you very much. I enjoyed it.
Great. John Hester is with L&M Commodities in Newmarket, Indiana, filling in this morning as we go through the Ag Outlook show, where a lot of our usual analysts are speaking to our audience in Covington, Indiana, at the Beef House going on right now. We hope the weather holds out for them as well. The current movements on the Board of Trade in Chicago, we'll skip the nearby March contract if we're looking at different numbers, but the July is right now up 10 cents at 10.29. March corn is down a half penny at 5.55. The May down a penny and a quarter at 5.65 and a quarter. July corn at 5.78, down a quarter. In beans, the March contract is up 5.5 cents at 15.50, but the May is now unchanged at 15.59.5. July is up 4 cents at 15.74. November at 14.50, up 2.5 cents. The soybean meal for March, 379.50, up 2.50, but bean oil still down 105 at 69.35. On the Merck, April live cattle are down 40 cents at 92.25, June at 94 even, down 37.5. March feeder cattle at 101.50, down 17.5. April lean hogs at 58.10, down 70. And pork bellies for March down 120 at 84 even. And the Dow once again is down 141 points at 12,118. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We'll have an update coming up at 10:58 Central. A winter storm warning is in effect for southwest and south-central Illinois until late this evening and north-central Indiana for this afternoon through tomorrow morning. A winter weather advisory is in effect for east-central Illinois through tonight. That includes Champaign County and portions of central and western Indiana until late tonight. A snow advisory is in effect for central Illinois through this evening and a portion of northwest Indiana through tonight. For today, some sunshine in northwest Illinois, but for the rest of us, cloudy with snow, heavy at times, mixed with intervals of sleet and freezing rain. In northern and central Indiana, snow arriving. Southern Indiana, rain, sleet, and freezing rain, then light snow and freezing rain in the afternoon. Highs between 27 in northern Indiana today and 45 in southeast Indiana. Currently on Friends Plaza, 28 degrees. We had some sleet earlier. Looks like we're getting a little more snow at this point. It is 10 o'clock Central Time.